United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Toll free 1-866-530-WESTERN. Listen on at WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush. Okay? All right, I want you to do that. This is Jeff in the Air Chair here, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. I was trying to play some bumper music, and the bumper didn't bump. And I couldn't believe that. I'm really upset about that. Anyway, I have a guest in the studio here today with me here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial and us at Tracy and Friends. At Blog Talk Radio, Tracy and Friends, and you go and tune into our show there, and you can hear us on all of those places all over the place, so there's no excuse for you to not hear what's going on. I have in my studio here today Dr. Brandi Kelly from Turning Point Counseling, and she's going to be my guest here today, and we're going to talk about post-traumatic stress, and whatever else she wants to bring out about what she does up there. So let me see if I can hear you. Go ahead,
Brent. Okay, hi, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, am I good? Okay.
Wonderful. And so anyway, we're going to talk about that. And if you guys have any questions or comments, you definitely can call in and talk to Dr. Brandi here and see what we could bring up. I was trying to bring bumper music up, and I can't get it to play. So I'm going to leave that alone until later. But anyway, Dr. Brandi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you here today. And we're talking about post-traumatic stress, which is a very misunderstood, I would say, amongst everybody, illness, because people don't understand how an event, a traumatic event in your life can cause problems later down the line, even years later sometimes.
Right. The aftermath of a trauma sometimes can last a lifetime. I mean, for some of us, we could be exposed to something and, you know, struggle a little bit and it go away. For others, we could struggle with being exposed to that event for the rest of our lives.
Okay. Now, what kind of event does that have to be, what you know, because you are, your title is at
I'm the clinical director at Turning Point Counseling
Excellent.
Services.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I feel very outweighed here.
Uh-oh.
I don't direct anything, but maybe the choir every now and then.
Well, there you go. That's important. That's important.
But anyway, so give us a little synopsis of what post-traumatic stress is.
Right. Well, basically, you kind of said, well, what would cause post-traumatic stress disorder, or what do you have to be exposed to?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that the answer differs for everybody because we all have what we call a trauma threshold, so to speak. So that means you and I, Jeff, we could be exposed to the same thing, same
right.
gruesome, awful event, or have the same awful experience happen to us. So we could see, you know, death in the military. We could see, you know, all that's happened overseas. We could you know, somebody could have been sexually molested or abused or in a car accident. You know, the same event, but the response could be different. You know, maybe I see the event and I get a little bit of counseling and I work through it and I'm okay. Maybe somebody else, you know, 10 years later is still having flashbacks, reliving the experience.
Right.
You know, so it really is hard to say what that event's going to be and how it's going to impact the person.
Mm-hmm.
But for those who do have PTSD, what happens to them is they almost have, like, reoccurring experiences of the event. Like, they're reliving it all over again and flashbacks to it. You know, they're constantly on edge, feeling stressed out, feeling, you know, kind of jumpy, nervous, having trouble trusting other people, getting into relationships. You know, lots of just terrible things that can happen.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, with all the different things can do it.
Yeah.
I know several people that have dealt with it according to a rate. But I'm not too close to anybody that's that I know that's dealing with it that's come back from Iran or Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you hear about it a lot with the military, you know, the veterans coming back from overseas and being exposed to so much, and oftentimes, you know, they come back and just go right back to their lives without any type of treatment or, you know, I mean, that's got to be hard to be living in that one environment, seeing all that stuff, and then all of a sudden coming home and expected to just go back to your life. And oftentimes, you know, they come home to their wives or children or husbands, a completely different person than what they left at. And
exactly.
That's hard for everybody to understand.
Yeah. I do have to take something back because going back as far as people coming home from Vietnam, several people that I did know, they said they lost their mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that maybe that they were dealing with a PTSD.
Yeah.
And nobody diagnosed it correctly or treated it correctly because it was probably newer to that generation of people than it was, say, for World War II versus Korea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much more out of Vietnam. You know, they were exposed to such tragedy, and then you started seeing what was happening to the soldiers, but nobody really had a true name or understanding for it. You know, now I think we try to be more proactive and offer treatment and try to prepare people, but, you know, I'm not sure how effective it always is for everybody. But, yeah, people say, oh, I feel like I lost my mind, or, you know, I can remember a couple 4th of July's ago, the fireworks started going off, and a guy in the crowd just dropped to the ground.
Yeah,
he was back.
Yeah,
back in war,
wow.
You know, so it can last a long time.
So those are varying degrees of what it is. It's not just one, you know, one strength. It may come in and, you know, it'll be, you know, a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they'll have different feelings about it.
Yeah, like different feelings and different triggers, you know.
Right.
Like you don't know always when it's going to come back. Like, of course, there's like the you know, pieces of PTSD that might always be present. Like, it might be hard to connect with other people, hard to trust people. You know, maybe your emotions are always all over the place. But to know when you're going to get a flashback or feel like you're reliving that experience again, nobody really knows when that's going to come. And that can be scary, or what event's going to, you know, trigger your brain to to respond like that. So
yeah, now, in your place, do you, how many people are you dealing with, adults that are dealing with this right now at Turning Point?
Well, we have 3,900 clients actively involved in treatment right now. So that tells you how many people
are
struggling.
Wait a minute. You said right here in our area?
Right in our area, adults only in just our facility, 3,900. Now, they all don't have PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a percentage of them that do, but there's a lot of people struggling with, you know, mental health and substance abuse issues.
Okay.
You know, in terms of trauma, you know, there is definitely a large percentage of people, and we have specific trauma programs for those individuals. You know, we have a sexual trauma group that's for people who have been molested or raped. That's just specifically for that type of trauma. We have other individualized treatments for people who have been exposed, you know, to trauma maybe as a veteran or a car accident or some other type of event in their life. So, yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah, that is remarkable because, you know, when you don't see it, you're not aware of it.
Right. I think you're right. Like, we tend to, you know, life's busy, life's stressful, life's hectic. We tend to see what's right in front of us, and we forget about how many people are out there suffering all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's another, you know, diagnosis. It's not quite a diagnosis like PTSD, but it's called chronic trauma, which are people who have just been exposed to, like, little event, and I hate to say little event because they're meaningful and awful, but event after event after event. Maybe it's not as extreme as a car accident, but it could be, you know, maybe they've, you know, gone bankrupt a couple of times, lost their house, you know, things like that that could lead to trauma too.
So that's a trauma, losing a job, something like that, especially for men, I would imagine.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, there's research that says that men get a lot of their identity from their job or what they do. So I imagine losing a job while it brings all those scary things with it, like how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to tell my family? What am I going to do every day? How am I, you know, it's that loss of identity, too. Like, wow. Who am I without my job?
Sure, sure. Yeah. I mean, that has to be a troubling thing. But all of these, now you called that chronic?
Chronic trauma, which doesn't have, it's not as serious, I guess is how I'd put it, as PTSD. I mean, both are painful and awful to go through,
mm-hmm.
but you might not have the intense symptoms like you would in PTSD.
Sure. Now, one thing that I see about it, I guess because you're treating the people for the drug abuse situations as well, and dependency, that probably many of the ones that are in for the drug dependency have both disorders, PTSD and then the thing themselves.
Yeah, for some, I mean, you think about it, you go through this horrible event and you have all these uncomfortable emotions and thoughts. A lot of people cope with by drinking or using drugs. And so now they have both of these issues that they're struggling with. And, of course, that's not everybody's course of action. But, yeah, for some, you know, they're in drug and alcohol treatment and they have PTSD. They're at PTSD and they're in drug and alcohol treatment, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah. Now right here in this area, again, you say you have about 3,900 that you're treating at the facility.
Right.
Which to me is a lot of people. I mean, and I'm sure you don't see them at once every day.
No. We have a lot of different programs for people to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But in that, let's say, how many people have to be on medication for something like this?
You know, I mean, I would say that it really depends on the person, but a lot of times we do treat trauma and other mental health issues with medication. You know, for some people, they're on medication forever, like maybe somebody with diabetes. And for some people, they take the medication just until they could get, you know, emotionally stable enough to manage or, you know, cognitively strong enough to manage what's going on and then start working on different ways to treat themselves without the medication.
Sure. And but that could cause, like I said, that's got to be if somebody does not intercede that understands,
mm-hmm.
that can be a vicious circle for somebody trying to do this by yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, especially, like, you think about, you know, if you think about the veterans coming over, I mean, there's always questions about, well, what programming do the soldiers go through before they go back to their life? You know, do you just come back over, get off the plane, and go back to your life? Or do you go through, like, is there mandated treatment? I don't think there's mandated treatment, but like I said, I'm not an expert in military services, so I'm not.
Well, sure. I don't think they do. I think that they're just delving into dealing with this now because,
mm-hmm.
like I said, back in World War I, World War II, you probably had it,
mm-hmm.
but you probably had people that had more of a faith system.
Yeah, there might have been that.
Yeah, or maybe something like that kept them from, you know, going and doing whatever, and I'm losing my...
I know, I don't know what's happening over there. You know, and plus, you think of World War I and World War II, like I mentioned the trauma threshold, like, back in those days, life was harder in different ways. I think people were exposed to hardships, you know, the more modern wars are different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so that could impact how people respond.
Sure, so I'm going to wait till after our break here because we're getting ready to go and pay a couple of bills here. First 20 minutes didn't go too bad, huh?
Oh, yeah, we're rolling along.
I'm hanging. Because this is like something, like I said, I've dealt with people,
mm-hmm.
and I know people that really go through things and they blame themselves,
mm-hmm.
for whatever it is that they went through. Even if it was something that was imposed upon them,
mm-hmm.
that fits in the PTSD when it comes to rape, molestation, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I want you on the other side of our break, if you could expound on that as much as you can.
Sure.
And so that people can understand that, because there's a lot of people with low self-esteem,
mm-hmm.
for no fault of their own,
mm-hmm.
and they're dealing with this particular disorder,
right.
and dis-ease, because that's what it is. When you're not at ease, it's a dis-ease. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, We have to do something about that. That's why we're bringing this here to you today here on WSOM 600 AM Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back after we pay a few bills with Dr. Give your name?
Brandy Kelly.
Dr. Brandy is with us today. We'll be right back.
Fit family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And quit calling me Shirley. Here we are. We're back.
Howdy, howdy.
Oh,
I'm
wait
so
a minute.
Excited. Charlie Stable Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store.
That's right. You can get Charlie Stable Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Stable Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Stable Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
That's right, Charlie. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Afternoon with Tracy and friends. Myself, Jeff, in the air chair with Dr. Brandy hanging out with us today. Dr. Brandy is from Turning Point Counseling here in Youngstown.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Brandy Kelly, to be proper, and announce her full title. And we're talking about PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. I think that some of my callers might want to call 1-347-945-5229. You hear that, Stanley? I think you might be able to come in with Dr. Brandy and hear a couple things you need to hear. But no, you my man. It's all right, buddy. Anyway, Dr. Brandy. Now we're talking about PTSD and it affects so many people, blah, blah, blah. A lot of times in PTSD, especially when it comes to some type of a physical trauma, like, say, you're driving in the car with somebody and car goes out of control on ice and the passenger is killed,
mm-hmm.
you blame yourself.
Right.
The person is raped or something like that. You blame yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What is that mechanism that causes people to do that, if you can explain, or just if you don't know, you know, whatever. What is that all about?
Right, we do. We tend to blame ourselves when something happens to us. As if I just wouldn't have gone down that road, if I just wouldn't have talked to that person, if I, you know, kids that are molested, if I just would have locked myself in my room.
Yeah.
I've got to sit on my hands. I keep pounding the table. You know, if I just would have done something different, and that's usually something that we face in treatment, or people that come in wanting to blame themselves when really nothing that happened to them was any fault of their own.
Right.
And you start to see people go through the process. You know, there's a lot of victims advocacy programs that help people to prosecute their perpetrators, and that starts to bring sort of a sense of peace, you know, to an individual and start to defer the blame from oneself to accepting that somebody was victimized and
sure.
that something happened to them. But
sure.
certainly that's part of the process.
Yeah, and the other question that I want to ask, is there a reason why they do this, tend to do that, or?
It seems like it's just, you know, human tendency, you know, why did I do this? Why didn't I just do this differently? I mean, of course, there's lots of science behind the brain and neurotransmitters and all of that stuff and what trauma does to the brain and how it rewires the brain and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure the listeners don't really want any detailed science lesson because that's boring. But certainly, yeah, there's things that happen to the brain that impact us.
See, that would interest me totally, but I understand what you're saying. You're right. We have a caller on the line, 440. You are on the air with Dr. Brandy.
Yeah, I'm a Vietnam veteran, mm-hmm. and I grew up out in the country, northeastern Ohio. Went
mm-hmm.
went there. I was inside country 48 hours, complete culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me to do this jungle warfare, and it's bad. I come back. You're back in 48 hours. Another culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
Go through the airport. I'm going through the airport, and now the dress is even different. The skirts were below the knee. Now they're at mid-thigh. And, I mean, mm-hmm. you feel like you're in Disneyland per guy. You think you're in Disneyland.
Okay.
But, okay. And we're mm-hmm. walking through the airport, and we see these girls, and I'm thinking, oh, must be from USO. And they're holding Dixie cups.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, oh, maybe that's for us. And it was. They had urine in them, and they threw them on us. And then they called
gosh.
The thing. That, more than anything, probably, it damaged me for a long time. More
mm-hmm.
than any being fired on. Just the shock. I was
the
like,
disrespect. Was it the disrespect that bothered you? That, you know, because you've mentioned a lot of things you're exposed to, the cultural differences, you know, just being thrown into something, all of the horrific things you saw, and then to have no respect or appreciation for all that you went through when you got back. I mean, that's how I would maybe interpret that. Is that how you interpret it?
Well, yeah, you know, all the way through school, it's always rah, 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 USA, rah, 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 you know,
mm-hmm.
And then to have that, and I says, no, this is representative of what people actually think, and then you're seeing all the demonstrations and everything, and I'm going, wow. They all think like that, literally.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean,
I hid the fact that I was in the service. Hid the fact. Mm-hmm. Now, years later, you know, for the same thing, you know, they hold parades. I don't care about the parades or anything, but it's like, well, you know, somebody will say, well, thank you. And it's like, I don't need thanks now. That's far too late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to show your thanks, give me cash. You know?
Right, right.
Well, you know, one thing that I'd like to say to that is that was one of the wrongs that we just had to right in this country, because you did not choose the war. You served your country, and your country sent you to war. So that cup should have been aimed at whatever politicians or other entities that caused us to get into that. That had nothing to do with the person serving in the service. Which lets you know that whole movement and the whole disagreement was one not to say, to really point out how wrong the United States was. It was just those that were subversive to the United States used that as an opportunity to try to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, you know, when that happened.
Well, hey, wait a minute. My voice is a little heavier than Tracy's. I'm Jeff.
I'm sorry. We all walked into the restroom, and it was completely stupid. Nobody said a word, and a couple of the guys were crying, but that was it. Everybody changed clothes. Nobody said anything. It was like, it was almost surreal, if you know what I'm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
I mean, that was worse than anything that I encountered over there, from a mental standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
What's hard is there's no way to rectify that. You know, what happened was horrible. The homecoming was way, way less than desirable, but there's no way to go back and change it. It sounds like they've tried to do things differently for soldiers coming home from different wars. But, yeah, you all had to live through that, so live through so much, and then to come home without any support or any gratitude or any respect. Definitely,
well,
I think impacted a lot of people.
I didn't get any help for it or anything, but I mean, I'm good with it now. I mean, it is what it is, and you can't change it. And you know,
mm-hmm.
I can see for what it was, but when you're 19 or 20, it's like, you know, you're pretty much a kid and you're a bag of emotions anyway. So.
Right, but what happened just reinforced all that was bad that you were exposed to. You know, you said that was the worst part, not all the trauma that you experienced over there, but it solidified the trauma for you. So having all of that negative reinforcement coming at you made it worse, where if you would have come home to a different environment, it probably it would have, to have that support and those encouragement and the help may
right.
have led to things, made things different.
Right. It's just like these idiots that are going around and when the guys come home from and they have their funerals from the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
they're protesting at the funerals, which is, to me, I think they're insane. I think they need to be locked up because I can't see how you can have anybody with that frame of mind walking around,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you could actually make yourself go to a funeral. And what will that cause? That will cause some resentment against certain people,
mm-hmm.
and violence, if you'd ask me, because, oh, you know, it's really something. And don't go anywhere, Carla. You're open, and you can talk whenever you want. I had a brother murdered here in Youngstown,
mm.
and I had just seen him 8 hours before he was killed. We talked for a long time.
Oh, my.
And I found out the next morning after I went to work. It happened in the middle of the night, but I'd gone to work and I got a call from a friend. My family didn't call me, who had known about it already. And I don't know why they did. It's probably because it was a shock to them, too. But they had already gone down and identified my brother, et cetera, et cetera. That bothered me.
And your family didn't tell you.
Well, not just that, but just the fact that it happened right after I had seen him and talked to him for some hours, because I had been out of town for a few days and came back in. And we saw each other, you know, and I'm just saying that, you know, I have a belief in God, and there was a lot of supernatural things that went with that, because my father had a dream about this 4 weeks before it happened. Told my brother he was in danger and that, you know, some things he needed to do that he didn't do. So in that way, I had a grace to get through it. But at the same time, the very fact of what happened during the situation, people he was with, this, that, and other, it bothered me. And I dealt with it. I forgave and let it go. But it bothered me then. And so can you explain, you know, a little bit about what you think I went through?
Yeah, I mean, I...
Ladies, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, at 440... You're going to get another fight. You keep calling me a lady, man. this is Jeff.
Well, actually, I was directing at the lady, but...
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, call in again and listen in.
Yeah, you said, you know, it really bothered you. And I think that, you know, myself and the listeners could understand that losing your brother was horrific and sad. But when you said it really bothered you, what really bothered you?
The fact that that could happen like that, first of all. The fact that, I guess, people... didn't tell me was one other thing that did bother me.
So there's a piece of almost betrayal by loved ones in a sense.
Yeah, but I don't think they betrayed me purposely. I think that they just...
It doesn't sound like there was any malicious intent all. It was probably traumatic for the entire family.
Yes.
You know, there could have even been a conversation of what could he possibly do now. So, well, you know, but it still feels like a lot of people react like you do. Like they want to be... involved in the process with the family from the very beginning. You feel betrayed and left out.
You feel left out, but you also feel now totally abandoned.
And you already lost somebody.
Yes.
So that's kind of the piece of that there. Like, you already experienced horrific loss. So then to feel like you've lost the other people in your life that you love, that, like, generalized is over. Oh, I lost my brother, now I've lost my family. When, in essence, yes, you did lose your brother, and that's a true reality, but your family you probably didn't lose.
Yeah, you didn't lose it, but it was different feel from then on for everything. It was just, and it was surreal. So I understand that this is not happening.
Right, you feel like you're in almost like the world is happening around you, but you're not in it.
Yes.
And everything's just slow motion or fast motion, and here you are trying to just pick up the pieces of what's around you. Yeah.
True that.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, describe things like that when they're exposed to such horrific losses or trauma. You also mentioned, you know, your faith, and I think that's hard for some people, too, that I'll hear, like, how could God or whoever their higher power is betray me like that? I hear a lot of that in treatment from time to time from people. Like, you feel like, how could this happen to me? Why did this happen to me or my family? Type of thing.
Yeah, and that's one thing. I don't blame God on anything because God gave man free will. You know, in my belief, He gave him free will. So if you mess up, that's on you, and you're subject to other things. But if you kind of do some things a certain way, you'll see things ahead of time. Like my father did, he saw it 4 weeks ahead of time before it happened. So you know, it was like. For those things to happen, it's still hard to deal with. I'm saying even with faith, even when you believe, it's still a shock to your system, and it's still
you know, something that you have to conquer.
Right, and if you don't get those feelings out and those thoughts out and don't talk to anybody about them, then they're just going to just sit there inside of you and just grow and grow and grow and grow until they become something awful, like a mental illness.
Sure.
Whereas if you actually deal with it, you really decrease your chances of any long-term effects from that. I mean, obviously losing a sibling has a long-term effect, that there's painful memories and whatnot.
Right.
But not quite. It doesn't sound like it manifested into some type of mental illness or something like that.
Right.
It sounds like you grieved like people do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but it's a different story now because it's 10 years.
Yeah.
But in between, there was some rough spots. So. Mm-hmm. But afternoon with Tracy and friends. We'll be right back after we pay some bills. Dr. Brandy.
Kelly.
Kelly. Why can't I think of that? Yeah, two first names.
I do, and actually my married name is Julia, so there's just too many names.
So anyway, we'll be right back here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Fire damaged a family's home in Campbell last night. The fire at 195 Trimble Avenue broke out around 8:30. Firefighters found the home filled with smoke. They believe the fire started in the living room, but an official cause was not immediately released. No one was home at the time. A Warren man has been indicted for allegedly downloading child pornography on his computer. 29-year-old Christopher Rozier is accused of possession of porn involving children as young as 2. Rozier faces 20 criminal counts. If convicted, he could receive up to 18 months in prison on each count. His bond was set at $50,000. And the trial of 2 Ohio high school football players accused of rape is underway in Steubenville. 2 17-year-old girls who testified say the alleged victim had been drinking that night. 17-year-old Trent Mays and 16-year-old Malik Richmond are on trial before a judge. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Higher mileage engines need extra protection. So after 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil, specifically formulated with conditioners and detergents to help fight major causes of engine breakdown. Max Life, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
Are you unhappy with the amount of interest on your fixed income investments, CDs, or savings accounts? Are your monthly interest rates the same or approximately the same as they were a decade ago? If you answered yes to any of the above, now may be the time to reevaluate and jumpstart your investments. This is Ray Rehm, the president of Cottonwood Associates Incorporated. Here at Cottonwood Associates, we're looking outside the box to customize an innovative financial plan to fit your specific needs. So if you would like to discuss jumpstarting your money, please call us at Cottonwood Associates Incorporated for a free consultation. Our local number is 724-347-5592 or toll free at 1-800-286-4516. And remember, there's never any consultation fees, no matter how many times you meet with us. Cottonwood Associates Incorporated, securing your financial future.
This is what your government thinks. Same people that didn't realize a war on terror existed.
Now they're saying it's over.
Somebody tell the terrorists that.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk
600.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff in the air chair and that guy up in 440 area code. We're going to be talking to you later. He up there calling me ladies. What? I do not look like a lady, act like a lady, sound like a lady. No, I am a natural tenor, so I'm
now you're going to need counseling for that.
Yes, I need counsel. See, I'm I'm coming up the turning point and get some help for the guy calling me a lady on the air because I'm mad at him now and I don't know where to find him at. No, I'm only kidding, 440. Anybody else would like to talk to Dr. Brandi Kelly, give us a call here at 1-347-945-5229 while we have her here in our studios, or 330-781-9600. And we can talk about what's on your mind and get some insight on something you might be going through. You heard about post-traumatic stress, people that have gone through a trauma of some sort, and then they have a hard time dealing with it, you know, especially from war, because let's face it, to see some people blown apart on the field is not something that's going to be something easy to handle. And with the lifestyle that we've been able to enjoy here in the United States post-Vietnam, you have a lot of people that we lived through a lot of peace during those years. There wasn't that threat and there wasn't a connection to war like that. Mm-mm. So, I went through the service 4 years, and probably just a year before I got out, we started having problems in the Middle East. Because the hostages were taken then, and I remember I was in Germany. I had a set of people from my base got sent down there.
Wow.
And they had problems because how the Iranians treated them when they came to check on the hostages. And because they were not allowed to be armed, and these guys were shoving rifles in their face, and, you know, and
gosh, all that vulnerability.
Totally vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You can do nothing.
Like, and that's a piece of, like, trauma and victimization is that feeling of powerlessness. You just hit that with that example.
Right.
Like, they went in with nothing to fight with. So they were literally at the mercy of whoever.
Right, right. So once you're in that position, you know, that's a very difficult place.
Mm-hmm.
That's a difficult place. So we'd have to take a look at what goes on inside the psyche for that, and we can't do that here. But I want to ask this. Is there one set of people, race-wise, that is more susceptible to this than the other?
No, I mean, there's not. I think we're all equally susceptible. We just don't know what our trauma threshold is individually.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's not a, you know, men versus women, it might be different things that traumatize us or,
sure,
you know, race or ethnicity, but really what is going to be that thing that traumatizes you? I mean, some people, I think of it as this, something as simple as, and this is not likely going to traumatize somebody, but to see an upsetting movie. You know, there'll be people leaving crying. There'll be people leaving talking a week later about it. There'll be people, you know, in their car and at dinner and forgetting about it within an hour. You know, we don't know how things are going to affect people. And that's what's scary about it is that, and there's all this talk about, you know, what are kids being exposed to today? You know, they got these video games, violence on TV. Like, are we putting children at risk? I mean, we don't know.
Sure, sure.
You know what that is, so.
Yeah, and if you haven't gone through it, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's more likely to come get help?
Historically, women are more likely to come to seek help. I mean, I think we've done a lot of work around reducing the stigma of mental illness, that, you know, it's okay, it's an illness just like anything else, but women are definitely more likely to seek help than men. although men who come are usually pretty engaged in the process once they get there and start to get a feel for what it's like,
mm-hmm.
I think that men and women would both equally say that they found the process to be helpful.
I'm sure just the fact that somebody could come and is interested to hear what you're talking about and what mm-hmm. you went through has to be something. For that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really, really wondering how many people really get help for this condition
right.
that maybe boils over later in their life into mm-hmm. something different.
And there's two pieces that you kind of tapped into. One, if you come to, if it's trauma or another condition, talking to a counselor, how many people get to talk to somebody who's not biased, doesn't have an opinion, mm-hmm. and just wants to listen in a way that truly they just want to understand you
mm-hmm.
and what you need. I don't think people get that in their everyday lives, no matter how well-intentioned a spouse is or a mom or a dad or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then coupled with somebody who has tools to actually help you to say, okay, you told your story. I think I understand you pretty well. Now this is what we're going to do to help you recover. Like there's mm-hmm. actually, there's things that you could do to help yourself. So, it's never too late. I mean, some people might say, oh, well, this happened 20 years ago and I got exposed to this trauma. Well, it's not too late to get help now.
Well, callers, we'd like you, if we only have a few more minutes left with Dr. Brandi Kelly from Turning Point Counseling here in our area, but we're talking all over the country, all over the world, actually. So if you'd like to talk to her, give me a call here at 1-347-945-5229 or on our local lines at 330-781-9600. And we'll get you in the pipeline and get you some help. Turning Point is an excellent place to go and get some help and be around those that understand where you're coming from. If you've come back from the Middle East, Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
or even as far back as Korea and Vietnam, even as far back. It's never too late if you can come in and start your process to coming back on a road that may have been very lonely. And so we adjure you to give us a call. And Dr. Brandi, now here, I would like to ask, we deal with the police force all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Police and fire.
Mm-hmm.
They see some gruesome things.
Yes.
Do you have any of the police and firemen that have to come? And because we don't have to reveal them, but
yeah, I mean we can't. There's no mandate like you have to come, but obviously think about that pulling a dead body out of a car. Whoever the response team for those children that just
yes.
died. I mean, horrific. I can't imagine.
Right.
I know that our sister agency in Trumbull County Valley Counseling has done a lot to help with that, reaching out. But, yeah, all those first responders,
mm-hmm.
you're not immune to trauma. And
right.
so, when you're exposed to something, get help fast because you could prevent it. You could get help and deal with it before it becomes something else.
Right, right.
Yeah, and you hear a lot of, it's hard just to even hear the stories that people have lived through,
mm-hmm.
it's unbelievable. People are such survivors and so resilient that, it's truly amazing, people's abilities.
Yeah, it is that, what you'll deal with to survive, because, the number one emphasis in life is to survive,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's going to drive you. That's going to drive you, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
When something comes in that upsets that, it's got to be something serious.
Right.
So we're talking about psychological pressure from trauma
mm-hmm.
Of any kind, whether it's an accident, whether it's war, whether it's molestation, rape, et cetera, et cetera. These things can upset that balance of power.
Right.
And make people suicidal,
mm-hmm.
Go through certain things. Now, do they treat this with any specific drugs to start out with, but I know it depends on how severe the
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it depends on what people want, A. Like, if you come for treatment, nobody can make you do anything. So you could come just get counseling. You could come just get medicine. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there are certain types of, depending on what your symptoms are, that'll sort of drive what medication you're prescribed. And then in counseling, there's different treatment, too. I mean, there's reprocessing the trauma. There's cognitive strategies to treat the trauma, you know. So there's a lot of different things. And really it depends on the person and how they present, you know, what they're saying is
sure.
going on with them and what they say that they need.
I know that has to be something, because some people can't really communicate what they're feeling.
Well, and that's a big piece of it. People tend to, like, repress or push their feelings down and not deal with it. Like you said, you know, men and women, is there somebody who is one gender more likely? Well, women sort of, by societal standards, talk more about stuff than men, you know,
mm-hmm.
tend to bottle things up. So, yeah, we tend to push our emotions down and never, you can't just eat your emotions and not expect them to do something to you.
That's well, with the couple minutes you have left,
mm-hmm.
say that again and kind of expound on that.
Right, that, like, it's not going to go away. If you just try to push it aside or bundle it in a box or stick it somewhere and ignore it, you know, denial as a defense mechanism is strong, but it's not going to make things go away. It's going to resurface somewhere again in life. So the earlier you deal with things, the better. But it's never too late to deal with something either. So there's always a good time to get help.
Always a good time to get help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you for coming in today, Dr. Brandy. We didn't get any calls today except 440. Well, we had one guy in the queue, and I don't know where he went.
He disappeared.
He did.
Yeah.
He didn't even. See, usually they go in that little queue up the top of the screen there.
Uh-huh.
But no, and he's gone.
That's okay.
334, you would have we would have definitely let you in and talked to Dr. Brandy. It would have been great. Dr. Brandy Kelly, and you are the clinical
mm-hmm.
director
mm-hmm.
of Turning Point Technologies.
Turning Point Counseling.
Counseling, excuse
me. Yeah, not technology.
Point.
I can't help you
God.
With that. Although there's a lot of technology stuff happening here today. You might be Turning Point Technology.
At least you can vouch for the fact that I was juggling it.
I will
right?
vouch for you. I'll vouch for you.
I was juggling because the system just decided, we're going to just crash. Mm-hmm. It said, dude, we're dead.
Yeah, it's not liking you today.
But anyway, Dr. Brandy, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And we hope that that things go well for the people that are in your care.
You
look like sound like you're very interested in really being a help to people and not just there to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a difference, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Once again, thank you. And Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're going to go to our top of the hour break. And
there we go.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's TRACEY and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Senate Judiciary Committee is taking aim at assault weapons, approving a proposed ban on a party line vote.
Heated emotions and sharp words as the Judiciary Committee approved a ban on assault weapons. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says mass killers seem to prefer them.
These weapons become the weapon of choice. Why allow them?
Republican Senator Ted Cruz among those strongly opposed to the bill.
This bill, the data demonstrate, would be singularly ineffective in preventing violent crime.
Opponents say the measure stands little chance in the full Senate when it comes up later this spring. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
The head of the TSA will explain to a Senate committee today why it wants to end a ban on small pocket knives on planes. A lot of people don't like it.
I'm hearing from the families of 9/11 who are saying, we're with you. We are still grieving with you. And this policy cannot go into effect. the policy that would allow Blaze back on board the aircraft.
Sarah Nelson with the Association of Flight Attendants.
Yes.
Pope Francis celebrating his first Mass since his election, and a delegation of Americans will be heading to the Vatican for his inauguration.
Joe Biden, the first ever Catholic vice president, will lead a U.S. delegation to the Vatican Mass for Pope Francis next Tuesday. President Obama also extended an invitation to the Catholic House Speaker John Boehner, but he had to decline. Boehner says there are budget votes next week, and he hosts the Prime Minister of Ireland for St. Patrick's Day.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Another Capitol Hill meeting for the president, this time with Senate Republicans. Passengers on Carnival's Dream are flying home from the Caribbean after the ship lost power. The Dow is up 62 points, hit another all-time high. The NASDAQ ahead 10. This is ABC News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Do you do the phone check before you buy? A new survey says there's good reason. Our favorite digital device is phone.
People are increasingly turning to smartphones for price advice. A new survey finds 62% of shoppers look up information on their smartphones before making purchases. And the younger you are, the more likely you are to refer and possibly defer to your phone. 82% of those 18 and under do the phone check before opening their wallet. While your phone may not make your behind look big, it may make you look smart or stupid. 56% believe their phone is the first thing people notice about them. Karen Chase, ABC News.
New York State's Attorney General is urging the NFL to closely examine whether potential draft picks were asked about their sexual orientation. He says that would be illegal in New York. Eric Schneiderman releasing a letter to the NFL commissioner reminding him that discrimination based on sexual orientation is illegal in New York and at least 23 other states. Daria Albany, ABC News.
Higher mileage engines need extra protection. So after 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil, specifically formulated with conditioners and detergents to help fight major causes of engine breakdown. Max Life, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light advantage. It's what makes us different, with over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light, or call 800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
There for WSOM Red Eye Flight 600 at Bravo. Permission for taxi to take off runway 9 with information. Over.
Red Eye Flight 600. Permission to taxi to runway 9 via Bravo to Charlie. Hold at the line. Over.
Roger. Red Eye Flight 600. Over.
WSOM Red Eye Flight 600 cleared for takeoff. Over.
Roger. Red Eye Flight 600. Over.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I stumbled upon your show recently. I find it very entertaining.
I appreciate it, sir. And by the way, most people stumble into the show. Very few people actually seek it out. They stumble into the show. By the way, another thing, too, over the years, I can't tell you the number of times that someone has told me that they found the show because they had to pee. They got up in the middle of the night to pee, and they turned on the radio, and there I was. And I said, so urine has brought us together.
This is the Valley's home for late night talk with Red Eye Radio. This is News Talk 600. When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WSOM every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
When I think of you, I want you here exclusively.
Get closer.
Yeah.
When I think I want to go for it.
So just promise me this. Oh.
If you feel the same way I do, please let me know.
Cause I need you so bad.
I want you to be my only one.
Good afternoon. It's Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. It's Jeff in the air chair here, and we have as our next guest, Fit Family. And they wouldn't even start the show, wouldn't let me talk on the show unless I got down and gave them 10. I had to do 10 push-ups.
Well, you know, Jeff, I'm glad you said Jeff, because I was going to say, wow, Tracy, you really have changed. What? I mean, what have we done to you?
Oh, my goodness. Good afternoon, everybody. We have Doris John Bullock from Fit Family out in Austin Town on Route 46, am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And they're here to talk about health and some things that they're getting ready to do. And just as you see, the name is Fit Family. That's what they're interested in getting, is the family fit for life, because we need to live a long time to get everything done that needs to get done and to make sure stuff comes out right. And they saw me, and I used to have a six pack, now I got a keg up here. So
you should have made that 20.
Yeah. See, they almost had. See, if we didn't have to come back up, I'd be doing 20 push-up setups right now.
Wasn't enough time.
But he drilled me through it. But good afternoon, you guys. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
We're doing great. Good afternoon to you.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we need you. We need you guys to be here and speak to this as often as we have you, because it's in very, very, very important that we get ourselves together and get ourselves together physically, so that our mental acuity is also sharp, because if you're not physically fit, I don't think you're mentally fit either. And I think that you have trouble really processing a lot of things if your body's not in good shape. Am I correct or not correct?
Yeah, that's definitely correct. If you're not physically fit, it slows down your whole body activities. Your metabolism is slowed down. Your thought process is slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Just how you figure out things and do things in general, basically it's slowed down.
Sure.
So you definitely, the more physically fit you are, the better you are, the quicker you are, and the more alert you are, life in general is just a better place to be.
And there were several studies that was done, too, that talked about people when they are working in an office environment, during that hour lunchtime where people actually sit and do nothing at their desk or go out to eat, they found that people were more productive if they walked at lunchtime or got some type of exercise activity. That last break before they went home, they were a lot more focused. So exercise is very important.
But that's an excellent point, because the older you get, time slows down, because most of us older folks, we don't stay in shape as well as we were when we were younger. So you wonder, how did you get so many things done when you were older? You know, how did you go to work, come home and do this and do that? Now you come home and you can't do this. Or you can't do that.
Right.
And you got to find a way to do this or that in next week or so. So it's very important to stay as physically fit as you can.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like I said, I noticed, you know, because I went through a time where I couldn't exercise. I had some physical challenges that I had to overcome. And as a result, I got into a pattern of not doing it. So it's like, oh man, I don't like this, you know. I don't like this feeling. And I don't like, you know, I have to drop like about 30 pounds right now, you know, and I'm headed, you know, I'm trying to whittle it down by changing diet and doing some things, trying to eat a little more healthy than I had been. And we've been really into, my wife and I should say, into trying to eat differently, not just, you know, not doing junk food, fast food, you know, very minimal amounts of red meat, you know, as much as possible. We're doing fish and chicken, you know, more, and lots of vegetables, live stuff, et cetera, et cetera. So we started the process, but there's still that other thing that has to come in, and that is
fitness.
Right.
The exercise. Yep. Well, you know, but that's very, that's good, though, that you've started something, you began something. A lot of people, though, they will do one or the other and not do both. And it is extremely important that we realize that you have to do exercise along with the diet. If you just do exercise, well, you can build muscle, you can gain weight, and maybe your goal was to lose weight. Well, you wonder why you're gaining weight.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're not utilizing a diet with it. So the opposite is true. You have to do both at the same time. So if you want to, you know, obtain a specific goal of losing weight and also becoming healthier, because you're going to become healthier and stronger with the both. Like right now, though, a good thing for you and your wife to do, maybe take a 30-minute walk together. What do you say, Doris?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're not exercising, don't have time, maybe you guys could take a walk together somewhere, just because walking is one of the best exercises you can do.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can join in our Fit Family routine that we're getting ready to start.
What is that? It's getting ready to start now.
Our Fit Family personal training package that we're putting together in order to get families to work out together.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been working on this for a while. We have just gone through a renovation of our facility. We've added approximately about 1,000 more square feet, some more equipment, especially the Pilates area. That's doubled in size. The bike area has its own room. And our floor activity, like for Zumba, yoga, and things like that, aerobics, that's like doubled in size too. So the next stage is, what we want to do is we want to introduce a program that will include the family as a unit. So a mother and father can come in with their kids, or an individual that's not married can come in with their kids and work out together. So we're going to introduce a routine and a plan, and also try to incorporate diet with that so that they can improve their health. That's intended to start in the next few months, and we're planning that right now.
And before you go any further, you said the Pilates area.
Yes.
What's a Pilates?
Well,
for me. Okay.
Pilates is one of the best exercises you can do. Doris is one of the experts in the area, and that's all at her. Explain that.
And this is the Pilates expert.
No, yeah. I'd like to think I am some of the time.
All right.
But anyways.
She is. She's very good.
The Pilates is, I mean, there's several different ways of doing Pilates. You can do it on the floor, or you can do it with the machine. With the machine, it's actually like a bed that you lie down on, and then you attach springs to it, and then you would do exercises while lying down, sitting on it, standing on it. There's chair, stabilizer chairs in the room. A lot of people call it the torture chamber, but it's really not.
Well, I would imagine, because they have springs attached to them, reminiscent of
springs and chains, you know how it is.
Yeah, they keep waiting for me to bring out the whip.
We don't want to go there, right? But there's writing on the wall. There used to be writing on the wall until we redid the room.
Yeah. It's a great exercise.
Yeah, that's excellent, though.
Can I add to that?
No, I better not add to it.
No. But anyway, there was a guy, Joe Pilates is the guy who invented it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What happened was he was in his bed. And he was completely he couldn't do anything. Decapacitated, and they told him he would never walk or do anything. So this is how he began. He started to add the springs and apparatuses to his bed. Now he's walking, and he's probably a billionaire, right?
Well, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead. I'm sorry.
Well, so he's not.
He was
a billionaire. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I try to explain it. It's sort of between extreme workouts and physical therapy. It's kind of a really rehabilitating type of routine.
And they use it in rehabilitation.
Yeah.
They actually.
But people do lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
Become
mm-hmm.
more agile.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
It focuses on the core of the body, your abdominals and the lower back. It's when a lot of times I've had guys that have come in and looked at it and thought, oh, this is really sissy workout, but they've left out with a changed attitude.
Yeah,
so.
They get a little sore in some of those areas that they never moved before, huh?
Exactly.
Tracy
yeah.
does it.
Yeah.
Tracy does it.
Yeah, Tracy does it when we can get her there.
Oh!
And it's a good thing she can't talk.
You're getting busted, Tracy.
Yeah.
You're getting busted, sis. Yeah.
She used to complain when she first started doing it, but now I hear her back there laughing and joking and working out.
Yeah,
having fun. Having fun while she's helping herself to improve.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it that those are necessities. Once name the place and where you're at again, so people can get this message
It's Fit Family. We're on Route 46, 45 North Canfield, Niles Road,
mm-hmm.
And we're open from 7:30 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 7 on Friday, and on Saturday we open from 8 until 1 p.m.
Okay.
And
so
the
phone number is. Go ahead.
330-793-4466, and we're in Suite 200.
Excelente, very excellent. And so, no matter where you are, but especially in the Austintown area, if you have a need to work out, you need to go visit Doris and John at Fit Family and get yourselves built up in your core and get built up in your other. Muscles and things so that we can start being a little more healthy. I have been, because of some of the things I eat, I kind of keep away. I don't do colds. I don't get them very often. I notice a lot of people are getting that stomach flu that wipes them out. So is it to say that I just am lucky, or did I do something by changing my diet to where my immune system kind of throws stuff like that off unless I get a direct hit or something?
Probably both.
Okay.
You know, the thing, too, is that there are some people that eat very healthy and then they still end up getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot has to do with taking care of yourself, washing your hands,
mm-hmm.
you know, just in general, and your genes, too. I mean, that has a lot to do with it, too. If you're taking vitamins, supplements that, going to help you, all those things work hand in hand. So.
Well, it's actually the other part of it too is you're putting yourself in a better position by eating the right foods.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, would you rather be standing on top of a volcano or standing away from it? You know, that's that.
Understood.
You know.
Understood. You know, because like I said, people you don't feel yourself necessarily getting out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You will feel yourself getting back in shape,
mm-hmm.
but getting out of shape is sort of like a gradual falling away. Am I correct
right.
or not?
Well, eventually you're definitely going to feel yourself when you get out of shape. Eventually you will. If you were in some type of medium shape before,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you definitely will. But the part about getting into shape is usually more significant
mm-hmm.
because you feel a whole lot better. You get into a routine.
Yeah.
I think people notice it, like if they go for a walk or they're going up and down the stairs at one point, then when they were exercising, they had no issues with going up the stairs. And then when they stop exercising, then they are huffing and puffing to get up those stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
So they feel it, but we kind of like block it out of our mind to think, okay, I'm okay, my clothes are still fitting. Yeah, I just went and bought a larger size, but obviously the manufacturer is changing that model, the style of the clothes, so that's why I have to buy a bigger size. So we always come up with some idea that, you know, it's not really us that's
right,
the issue.
Right.
And that's why we want to introduce the family program too. One statistics that I heard or read somewhere is that 60% of the kids are obese, and they spend 50, 60 hours a week on a computer or with games.
Right.
So they're not doing anything.
Hold that thought, because we're going to pay a couple of bills here, and then we're going to come back, and I want you to expound on your new program. And what's going to happen this afternoon with Tracy and friends on WSOM 600 AM. Your radio dial, and on iHeartRadio at WSOM 600 AM. We're with Doris and John Bullock from Fit Family, and we'll be right back.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal: ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent for
Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
And we're back once again afternoon.
Howdy
with
you.
Okay. Hold on.
Barbecue sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Stable barbecue sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Stable barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Stable barbecue sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
And we're back once again, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Jeff in the air chair. My computer's doing what it wants to do today. And I'm going to let it because I'm not going to get in its way. Anyway, we are talking to Doris and John Bullock from Fit Family in Austintown, Ohio, that has just expanded their facility to make room for you. So make sure you give them a call at
45 North, where our phone number is 330-793-4466.
330-793-4446.
4466.
4466, I apologize.
And our address is 45 North Canfield, Niles Road, Austintown, Ohio.
All right, so you give Fit Family a call and you get in there and start working it out, because I'm telling you, I didn't have time to do 10 more down here at that break time, thank God.
We'll get you next time.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, we'll get you. We'll come prepared next time.
There will be no more commercial breaks all day today.
We'll bring some apparatuses next time.
Yeah.
String you up.
I was trying to call up a song from the Daz Band called Whip It. You know, because you guys were talking about that table in there for the Pilates, and yeah. I'm up there saying, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, that's just not your arms in here. It's your legs.
It's everything.
Yeah, everything, right.
Well, I mean,
it's a stretching machine.
Whip it,
machine.
Baby, whip it real
yeah,
hard,
right?
I mean, you got
to
use
that's
everything.
A good song, Doris. You need to start playing
I
that.
I need
whip
to start
it.
Playing
it
that in
a commercial.
There. Yeah,
yeah, whip it.
Whip it good.
Down to the sea. Yeah, well, anyway, we'll leave that alone. These people are crazy, y'all. I don't know where they came from.
Hey, I wanted to say, too, that we have members not just from Austintown. We have people come from Youngstown. We have people come from Boardman.
That's right.
Warren, Niles.
Hubbard.
So we have people coming from all over the place.
Hey, when you have a good product, that's people will come and seek you out. And that's what we're seeking to do here is to make sure people know that they can seek you out here. Out here on 45, is it north or south?
North.
North.
Okay, 45 North Canfield Niles Road. Mm-hmm. And that is Route 46.
Right.
For those that don't know that that's Canfield Niles Road, like me for 100 years, I traveled it all the time. I just thought it was Route 46, but it's Canfield Niles Road.
Yeah.
And so anyway, okay, you're expanding and you're going to put this new program in. So go ahead and tell me about this program.
Well, the new program is going to help for families to exercise and work out together. So it could be a mother and a father with their children, or it could be a single with their child. We have singles now coming. But the program that we're going to put in is going to be a little different. It's going to be a personal training program so that, you know, they'll come in, they'll get an assessment of where they are. We'll set some goals and specific things that they need to do, and then we're going to measure that over a time period so that we make sure that they're improving and obtaining their goals.
Okay.
So it'll be a group. It could be two families. It could be four families exercising together. So it'll be a group activity.
Okay.
But they will get a pretty good workout.
I'm looking to maybe come check out that Pilates room myself because I ride bike and I can walk. I like that, you know. But I just have a hard time doing all the other stuff. Now, I used to lift years ago, you know, and stuff like that. I still still don't every now and then, but you can't lift every now and then. It hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's not good for you either.
That's what I'm saying.
You need to have an established routine, and you need to have a rest period in between the lifting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. See, now I don't. You'd have to tell me what that means.
Well, see, you know, I'll see some of our clients come in, and they'll be work. They'll come in 5 days a week or 6 days a week, and they'll be doing the same thing. And I'll say, well, why are you doing that? Blah blah. Well, that's not the correct way to do it. Your muscles. If you exercise, say your arms or your biceps, you should only do that like on a Monday, Wednesday, and a Friday, because on Tuesday and Thursday are the rest days where your muscles need to regenerate. Because when you exercise your muscles, you tear down tissue,
mm-hmm.
and they need a day to grow back. So you know, and the more you do that, the stronger that particular muscle gets, and the more tissue it builds. Itself up to. So
okay, so doing it not every day, but you know,
every other day.
Right.
Every day is not good.
Unless you're gonna exercise a different muscle group every.
Right. That's exactly.
Okay.
Exactly the case.
And so now, how many muscle groups are there in the body that you can do that with?
Well, you could
do a split routine.
Yeah.
Say, for instance, you could do upper body one day, lower body and the next, or you could do. Just your arms one day, maybe the next day do your legs, the next day do chest and back, shoulders. You know, you can set a program up so that you are actually doing like a split of your body,
mm-hmm.
and break it down for you.
Exactly. And the other part of that, too, is that you shouldn't do the same thing over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
You should change the type of activity that you know. There's different ways to exercise, say, the arm or leg. So that has to be a part of your routine also, because you need to confuse the muscles. If you keep doing the same routine, the same motion, your muscles get used to that, and it's like anything else. You know, you get tired of it, and it doesn't initiate.
It doesn't respond.
Doesn't initiate growth. So you need to do it from a different way, different pattern, or utilize a different technique.
Now, you said it doesn't initiate growth if you do that do the same thing too many times. What about when you're already past 35 like me, you know? it took them a while to get that, ladies and gentlemen. But
you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm past 35. I know, I understand, but I'm past 35.
Okay.
Now, can I still grow? Can I still?
Yes.
See, I didn't know.
You can still you can still grow your muscles even after age 35.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is, when you are lifting weights, you're doing little micro tears in your muscles. So no matter if you're 21, 35, 75, you can still gain muscle.
Mm-hmm.
It just your body's may not respond as fast as it did when you were 21,
mm-hmm.
but it will still grow muscle.
And that's one of it's very important to have a personal trainer for a period of time.
Sure,
because they can help you to utilize the best methods to grow muscle, and they can also help you to ensure that you're confusing your muscles. That's important, is to confuse your muscles so that they will grow more so.
Somebody's asking here on my chat room, can you do sit-ups daily? Does that help you to do sit-ups daily?
Sit-ups, the abdominal muscles, you can. That's the only muscle that you can do daily, but some people don't recommend that.
I don't recommend doing daily, because it's just like every other muscle. You can tear the muscles in your abdominals, and then when you want them to grow and become stronger. So I'm a firm believer you should do them every other day and not every single day.
But you can, just like Doris said, a lot of people, that's sort of a, there's not a firm opinion on that, really.
Okay. So it could, it's a possibility that it's okay, but really.
If you're working your abdominals out correctly, your chances are you're not going to want to work them the next day, because they're going to be very sore. If you're not working them out correctly, you can do 100 sit-ups, and if you're not doing them correctly, then you're not going to feel it the next day. So if you do 10 sit-ups correctly and you feel it the next day, that's better than doing 100 of them every day and not doing them correctly and injuring yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing. You can also do 100 sit-ups every day or every other day and never see the six-pack that you probably want to get. And the reason for that is because you have to utilize diet. So your body has to also utilize the diet and the exercise routine mm-hmm. to develop the definition that you want to develop in your muscles.
Now, when you all are suggesting a regimen and a food eating regimen as well, do you recommend any added things like vitamins, minerals, et cetera, do you recommend those things, or do you guys try to do it more just natural?
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, multivitamins are very important and essential. There's different types of multivitamins.
Mm-hmm.
There's liquid multivitamins and there's pills. So, you know, you have to utilize what's best for you. But mm-hmm. that's the first thing. As far as supplements are concerned, we do sell supplements ourselves, but a lot of them we don't recommend because they're not really they're dangerous. I guess that's the best way to say it.
Ah, okay.
You know? So you have to really know what you really should be talking to your doctor first.
Right.
And you have to be really cautious on whatever supplements you take.
Mm-hmm. That's something because you know, people all you hear on TV and on the radio every day. You're blasted from one side or the other with the infomercial about take this, take that, get this together, and do that. And I can't see that. You know, it's a good thing. I just can't see it because you know I ordered one time, not because I was having any problem with the prostate, but I did order it, and I'm gonna tell you what. I took that little additive, and I was loony as a bin for a couple of days. I said, I can't take this. I had dreams, real crazy dreams and stuff like that, and I sent that stuff back. I said, no, I can't do this.
Yeah, you can't take everything.
That's one of the reasons you have to be extremely careful. You know, it can hurt your health, too, in different ways.
Oh, it didn't have it. It had its one chance, but it didn't give it much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I said, no, this is not good. I mean, you know, it's, you recognize automatically that something's different, you know, what you're dealing with. But my father had problems with it. My brother had problems. So I said, well, I'm gonna you know, head this off at the pass. You know, I'm sitting there, and it's good for this, and here you go. And, you know, you're wanting to buy this product, and it's not good for everything, and it's messing with other things that you don't need to have mess with. Because your body kind of balances out for you sometimes, right? Am I correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's very true. And like I said, you really have to make sure that you do some research.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, talking to your doctor, but do some personal research. And, you know, the Internet's a good place to do that. But a lot of those things are not good for you, and they're harmful.
Right. So, once again, we're talking to Doris and John Bullock from Fit Family here in Austintown, Ohio, at 45 North Canfield Niles Road, which is Route 46. And their phone number is
330-793-4466.
And that would be who you need to go see because they have started a new program that is for the whole family to be able to come out and exercise at one time. And they have a routine worked out for you that everybody can do, I guess, from small to great, and that would be very beneficial to you and your health. And the family that exercises together will definitely be well together. And so, you know, we invite you out. Say something else. 334, if you want to talk, hit your one on your button. Go ahead.
Well, you know, what you just said, a family that plays together, stays together, you know, that's been
there
always.
You know, I couldn't think of that one, you know. See, I need that exercise.
I can see it twirling, so. Thought I'd add that in.
See, I told you. I need emphasize.
Yeah. So.
But anyway, we're going to be paying a couple bills, and you guys have, you know, we've done almost 45 minutes already. This is gone kind of quick. I'm going to pay a couple bills, but I'm not doing any push-ups during the break now.
Doris, I'm going to go out to the car. I'll be right back.
Oh, no. He's going to get the Pilates whips, y'all.
I'll be right back quick.
Oh, man. You know what? This is good. I like to laugh, and that's important as well.
That's right. It is.
Anyway, afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair. You can hear us on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, WSOM 600 AM on the iHeartRadio dial, and at blogtalkradio.com, Tracy and friends. And we invite you to take part in our chat room and call in and talk to us. We're talking to the Fit Family people. We'll be right back after we pay these bills.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Fire damaged a family's home in Campbell last night. The fire at 195 Trimble Avenue broke out around 8:30. Firefighters found the home filled with smoke. They believe the fire started in the living room, but an official cause was not immediately released. No one was home at the time. A Warren man has been indicted for allegedly downloading child pornography on his computer. 29-year-old Christopher Rozier is accused of possession of porn involving children as young as 2. Rozier faces 20 criminal counts. If convicted, he could receive up to 18 months in prison on each count. His bond was set at $50,000. And the trial of 2 Ohio high school football players accused of rape is underway in Steubenville. 2 17-year-old girls who testified say the alleged victim had been drinking that night. 17-year-old Trent Mays and 16-year-old Malik Richmond are on trial before a judge. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same?
Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby, and the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
For more than 15 years,
InfoCision has been a part of our area with locations in Austintown, Boardman, and Newcastle and stands out from the competition.
Well, we have an incredible benefits package that includes medical, dental, and vision coverage. We have our on-site fitness centers and doctor's offices. We offer the 401ks where they can invest in their future. We have competitive pay rates to be competitive with everybody in the area and then still, you know, employ the highest quality people. And we're still growing and looking to employ more of the Valley. We have the job hotline, which is 1-800-210-6269. They could also go to our website, infocision.com, and they can still even apply online.
Putting America and our Valley back to work.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
This is News Talk 600.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again, and I had to run around the studio because John had that whip out. He actually ran to the car and got the whip, man, brought it back in here. I cannot believe this. But anyway, don't get scared of that. The place is called Fit Family, and they have just created a brand new program for the whole family to be able to come in at one time. And they've expanded their facility at 45 North Canfield Niles Road here in Austintown. And they are welcoming you to come out and you and your family and set times to exercise together so that you can be quite healthy. What's that thing called again? What's that?
Well,
the family that
Stays together, plays together, stays together.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
And I wanted to say that, families can come out now. The new program that we're going to introduce is going to be a personal training program for the entire family.
Right.
And that's a few months down the road. But we still have families that come out together. We have a lot of husband and wife teams come out. We have mothers and daughters, sons and fathers and sons come out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have entire families that come out right now. But this is just going to be another step in, progressive step into the future to help people get in shape and be healthier.
Sure, sure.
So.
Well, anyway, like I said, it's something that we need to pay attention to, especially as you know those of us that have just gotten past 35. We have to think of because you know you have to think about keeping yourself in shape.
Jeff, how long ago was 35?
It was last week, right, Jeff?
You're starting to sound like Tracy now, Jeff.
It must be that chair.
Tracy, did you hear that?
No, see, when somebody asks me, how old are you? I tell them 30 through.
30
and,
through.
And so they say, 30
like
through. You're not 33. I said, I didn't say 33. I said, 30 through. And so they said, oh, 30 through. Yeah, I said, I'm through with my 30s. Don't matter how much. It ain't your business. Okay?
I'm going to keep that. That's good.
That one is good.
That's good. Yeah.
I got to get that to my to one of my former pastors, Pastor Philip Himmler. Bishop, I had to put you out there, but that's where I learned that from. So I'm going.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, he taught me that one. So,
yeah.
But anyway, now you were just talking about something during the break. You were talking about that you all do another exercise from time to time. You guys go skiing.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing that for 10, 15 years.
It's been longer than that.
I'm 15 through?
Yeah.
You're trying to edge it down.
I'm getting educated here. Why? Yes, but it's been long. Well, yeah, we were doing that with our kids a long time ago, and it's a great activity,
Yeah, and what and now you have to be somewhat fit to do that. But here's the thing: if you are fit to do that, is that good exercise per se.
Well, yeah, skiing is good exercise. It's you know, it's like elevated walking, because once you learn how to ski correctly,
mm-hmm.
and you you go down the a hill at an average speed, but then it's a good aerobic type activity. Now, if you don't know how to ski,
mm-hmm.
and it's a overly hard aerobic thing.
Well, I mean, you are using a lot of your muscles in order to turn
yes.
the skis too. So
more so when you don't know how. Yeah.
Yeah. So and when you're cautious, considerate, and thinking about not getting hurt, it's good to do the turns.
She's saying that she looked at me when she said
I'm
that.
A very cautious
she directly
skier.
She pointed at me for some
I'm a very
reason.
Cautious skier. I ski across the mountain, and he skis like a maniac. Well, he did until he injured himself. But straight down the hill at 90 miles an hour. And so, I mean, you don't use as many muscles when you do that.
I can't imagine that because I could just see there's too many trees around here.
Oh, yeah.
Well. I'm not going to know how to turn quick enough.
You mean to tell me that you have not kissed a tree?
Yeah, I did kiss a tree on a sled.
I mean, I did that. I did that once. It wasn't too pleasant, but
God.
It was one of those experiences. You know,
I was getting ready to say you had to slide off the side of that tree or something.
No, I slid down. I slid down the tree straight up.
Woo!
You know, that was in my younger days when you ski down a mountain where there's no trees or anything, but then you say, well, hey, let's go through the woods.
No,
big mistake.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
Big mistake. Yeah,
I can't imagine that. I'd be scared to death to go down the hill like that. I'd have to take the slow hill, whatever that is. You know,
the bunny hill.
Yeah, one of those hills that just go. You know, it doesn't even look like a hill. You know, just gradually go down.
You know, and I've. Ski for over 15 years, so I'm probably like a advanced intermediate. I'm not an advanced
it's
skier.
Been longer uh-huh. than 15.
20
years.
Okay, I'm sorry. I
it's
keep
been
telling
longer
you 15
than
through.
20 years. Oh my gosh. Why don't we say like
we
30
give
or 40?
Than
yeah.
Right. That's why the guy wanted to call me a woman last hour.
Jeff, you shouldn't have taught me that. Shouldn't have taught me that, Jeff.
Yeah, say it couldn't have been, baby. I'm only 30 through. And then, you know, and then that settles it because, you know, if you're 30 through.
It just covers it all.
It covers it all.
When I first started skiing, I used to take about 5 or 6 kids from the east side just so they'd have that experience. When
sure.
I lived on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that. Well, I don't know for the last 3 years, but when we were skiing, the largest ski clubs in America were black ski clubs. And we've gone to various places like Lake Tahoe, Park City, Utah, where we've had conventions, and it'd be 10,000 to 20,000 of us from the various ski clubs.
Now, that's one of those little-known black history facts.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know
really,
that. Yeah.
That the largest ski clubs in America are black.
Are black.
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, I'm not privy to the intermediate or contemporary information on it, but when I was, that was a situation.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
But now that would be something. Now if you had some of those one day get one of those machines where they can ski or water ski on. As I say, that was something to go on. I tell you what, I was on one of those one time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You got to have some muscles to deal with that.
Oh, yeah.
Because the stuff moves, and if you don't lock in, you have a bad knee or something like that, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, you know, after a day of skiing, you are exhausted. You have had a workout, that's for sure. So it is a good aerobic-type activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So. I'm just looking at some things. And forgive me. I want you to go back over again. Here's the other thing. What about that? What about the people that have arthritis and things like that? How do they how do you get them to exercise where it's not painful to them to do that?
We do modify various different exercises in order for people that have any type of knee injuries, shoulder issues, or arthritis. We put together programs that are going to help to strengthen their areas that they're having the pain in. And, I mean, a lot of the clients will tell me, they're like, well, I can't exercise because I have arthritis. I can't exercise because this hurts, that hurts. But it's a known fact, when you exercise, the pain that you're having is going to be less because your muscles are going to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
If you have osteoporosis, you want your muscles to get stronger in order to protect your bones. You want to exercise if you have arthritis in order to you're going to feel better
mm-hmm.
overall. So we have various of different exercises that we modify in order that they can do their regular program.
There's another point to that, too. I was in our gym one day, and there was this person sitting on a recumbent bike, and they were rubbing their knees, and they looked like they were in pain. So I walked over and said, what's wrong? And she said, well, my knees have been bothering me for like the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at how they were sitting on the equipment. They had elected not to have a personal training, which is this is very important because a personal trainer will modify whatever you're doing
sure.
either through the exercise or either through the equipment. So I looked at how they were set up, and no one had ever taught them how to set up because they had elected not to do that. You know, some
mm-hmm.
people do that. And after I did that, my knee is not hurting anymore. So it's important to make sure that you get some certified help if you want to get to your real goals.
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. I'm up here running and looking at our time because we only have like 4 minutes left, and that is that is fantastic that we got through all of this. But the one thing that I will say that I can highly recommend Doris and John for your personal trainers at Fit Family. And they are ever trying to find new programs and new ways to get you fit and to get you off of being sluggish and feeling tired and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so that we can change the, you know, the quality of our lives. Because it's one thing to live, and then it's one thing to live healthily. And I remember, you know, that I have to think back to when I felt the best, and that's when I was in the service and I was doing exercise every day and running and doing that and then playing sports. I felt the best ever that I ever felt. And so I'm sure that we can recapture bits and pieces of that again as we get past 35.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to put 35 through, so I want to make sure we get that straight.
33 years.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, I'm very serious about that this time.
Yeah.
But go ahead, tell me what you want to say about your new program and let the people know where you're located at.
Okay, we're at 45 North Canfield Niles Road in Austintown, Ohio. Our phone number is 330-793-4466. And we're implementing a new program in the next few months, which will be a personal training program for a family, which a family can come with their kids and work out. That can be a mother and a father or a single family, whatever. But we're going to do that pretty soon.
Okay, well, thank you. And we will see you back the next time you come next month. Is it next month?
Yeah.
And that's Doris and John Bullock at Fit Family. And we'll be right back. Thank you. God bless. And we'll see you back on the other side of the news.
TracyandFriends.com. That's TRACEY and Friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The TSA says it wants to focus on what could really bring down a plane, and that a pocket knife probably couldn't do that. Today, the head of the agency will tell a Senate committee why it's reversing a ban on them.
He'll face sharp questions at a House hearing, but Transportation Security Chief John Pistole is convinced that he's right. in allowing small knives on planes starting next month.
I have to make sure that TSA's focus is on those things that are most destructive to the aircraft.
Pistol says his main concern is not thumb-sized knives, but searching for explosives, which can be easily concealed or worn under someone's clothing. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
There are two more Capitol Hill meetings today for President Obama.
Good to see you, sir.
First, he huddled with Senate Republicans. They're greeting Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and other GOP leaders as he hopes that the GOP and the Democrats can find consensus on a number of issues, including a budget deal. Later, he'll be sitting down with House Democrats. Senate Democrats unveiled their new budget today, a few days after the House Republicans outlined their spending plan. And this is why the Democrats say they believe their plan is more successful.
The House Republicans' brazen attempt to balance the budget on the backs of seniors is unacceptable. This year's budget isn't a path to prosperity for America's seniors. It's a path to poverty.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, House Republicans say the Senate plan relies too much on tax increases. First day on the job for Pope Francis, the newly elected leader of the Roman Catholic Church, celebrated his first Mass. Passengers on the Carnival Dream are getting a free flight home. Their vacation has been cut short after the ship began to experience power outages while on a Caribbean cruise. Last month, a fire left another ship, the Triumph, dead at sea for days. This is ABC News.
You want to go for a walk, don't you, Murph? Me too. I wanted to hit the farmer's market, but I can hardly breathe.
Allergy congestion overwhelming you? Allegra D decongests and depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D targets inflammation to break up the toughest congestion and pressure for 24-hour relief.
This rosemary smells amazing. Allegra D turned a bad day into a great day. Right, Murph?
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start living.
For congestion and sinus pressure due to allergies, available at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
Julian with Safe Flight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Flight Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Some view it as a controversial choice, but a new study finds kids who are homeschooled may have an advantage in one area.
That first bell of the day will probably always ring too early as far as teenagers are concerned, but for the first time, a study suggests students at traditional schools could be less ready to learn than kids who get homeschooled because on average they're getting less sleep every night, 90 minutes less, according to the survey by National Jewish Health, a group based in Denver. More than half of homeschooled teens, 55%, got the optimal amount of sleep each week as opposed to just 25% of the students who have to leave home to go to class. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
There aren't many bettors cashing in on Pope Francis. Heading into the election, Cardinal Jorge Bergoglio was a 25-1 underdog. But at least one online bookmaker is letting bettors speculate on Francis's future. Ireland-based Paddy Power is offering 5-2 odds that Pope Francis will eventually resign. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Got a Starbucks gift card? Get $5 free when you register your card at Starbucks.com by March 14th. My Starbucks reward members excluded. Limit one offer per person.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
You know the old saying, you get what you pay for? When it comes to Trex Enhanced decking at the Home Depot, it couldn't be truer. Think about the unmatched beauty and performance of Trex Enhanced, the natural wood grain look, the superior shell technology, all backed by a 25-year limited residential fade and stain warranty. You'll never have to refinish your Trex deck, ever. Now it's making sense. You really do get what you pay for, and you won't have to wait, because Trex Enhanced is now in stock at the Home Depot.
This is News Talk 600.
Find big savings at Giant Eagle all winter long with another low price lock. Right now, hundreds of items throughout the store are locked in at low prices. find 8-pound bags of Sunkissed oranges for just $5.99, Giant Eagle king-size white bread for only 99 cents, and fresh tilapia fillets for the low price of $6.99 a pound. The winter low price lock is just one of many ways to save at Giant Eagle. Big savings with a winter low price lock. That's another Giant Eagle advantage. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See stores for details.
If it comes up, it goes out. Live weekdays from noon to 3. Listen to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that covers the Valley issues that matter to you, plus global topics and news of the day. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
And good afternoon once again, Jeff in the air chair. Tracy has had somebody stole her voice. And we need somebody to go help find it. So if you want to give me a call here at the station at 1-347-945-5229, if you found Tracy's voice, please call me because then I can go home. But we have in our studios another guest here right now. We have Dr. Dr. Matt Mason, chiropractic doctor as well as a certified holistic medicine provider here in Warren, Ohio area.
That's correct.
Okay, and you do all kind of different things, I would say, as far as getting somebody in order, as far as, you know, your I lost my train of thought that quick because my machine is messing up, but I'll be okay. But you do all kind of things. That you're a chiropractor and you do holistic medicine. Because here we are, we're thinking that everything has to be something from the pharmacy, something from it comes in a shot, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But really, there's some natural remedies that will help us heal and get it together and be more healthy than just all the time taking a drug for it. Am I correct?
You're absolutely correct. I mean, look, you know, we tell our children, you know, say no to drugs, yet at the same time, we're encouraging them to use drugs because we're trained to take them to doctors who use that form of treatment.
Right.
And, you know, so for every symptom they have, they take a drug. You know, and in our schools, you know, we're telling our kids, you know, say no to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to also teach them say no to prescription drugs. I mean, you know, there's many natural forms of health care out there, natural forms of therapy that can be successfully treated very well by using simple products, simple natural remedies that does not disrupt your body's natural chemistry, that are non-harmful, non-toxic, and help to heal your body.
Dr. Matt, then can you let me know then exactly, I know what a chiropractor is, and in fact, those of you that might be having some back problem, I would highly recommend chiropract. I have two good friends of mine that are chiropractors, and they, one of them, I was having constant pain in my back. I was hit by a car when I was about 13, 14, and every now and then I would get this paralyzing pain. And, I mean, one doctor was shooting me up. He was giving me injections in my back, and I would work for a couple days, and then it would come right back. He never manipulated my back. And then I went to a chiropractor, and he took the pain out my back.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, it was 3 days and I was walking. I couldn't believe it. And I'm sold on it. I won't go to a sports doctor or anything like that right now. Now, I'm not dogging people that are. Now, you know, I'm
right.
just saying, I'm not doing it because I had crest disc, I had everything. And I am able to lift, I'm able to do all types of things, you know, because I was realigned, my spine was realigned. So now, with that all in mind, give us a little view of what you do.
Sure. You know, like I said, we practice alternative and functional medicine. We specialize in nutritional therapy,
mm-hmm.
Botanical medicine, detoxification therapies, chelation therapy, and obviously chiropractic, as we mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about those different therapies, can you give a little overview of each one?
Yeah. Let's first talk of functional medicine, because I think a lot of people are totally unaware of what functional medicine is.
Mm-hmm.
Functional medicine, meaning many people have functional health problems, meaning they don't have a disease, but
mm-hmm.
something's not functioning correctly at the cell level.
Huh.
You know, so these are the people that pass the MRIs, they pass the CAT scans, they pass the bone scans, other types of tests, but they still have constant migraine headaches or abdominal discomfort or fatigued, or they fluctuate between constipation and diarrhea,
mm-hmm.
or something's just not right. Well, you know, that doesn't mean there isn't a problem. It just means that the test wasn't sensitive enough to find out what's going on. So functional medicine is a specialized types of testing, either through urine, blood, stool, hair, which looks at the function of your body on a cell level to look to see at how your body's functioning and what we can do through natural means
mm-hmm.
to get your body functioning better.
Sure.
I mean, you know, that's huge. I mean, you know, 30, 35 years ago, we didn't have the technology of this. Now we're able to look inside the cell. You know, in other words, there's an energy cycle in the cell that's called the Krebs cycle or the
yes.
citric acid
mm-hmm.
cycle, right? So there has to be specific amounts of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, hormones, and everything coming in either from your diet and or supplementation. And if you're deficient in any of those, that energy cycle, that cell cycle, can't produce energy. It can't produce what we call ATP, which is the main molecule of life, in order for you to be healthy.
Excellent. Okay. Now, you said you mentioned some therapies and some specifics, like, and I'll use the chelation when you use that. What is chelation therapy, and what do you want to accomplish by using chelation therapy?
Okay, good question. Chelate means to grab a hold of or mm-hmm. to latch onto. So chelation therapy has a lot to do with removing toxins, such as heavy metals from your bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people are totally out of touch with this concept, but the research clearly demonstrates that all of us, if we were all tested, you know, we can do muscle biopsies or what would they call heavy metal provocation tests, that all of us have heavy metals in our bodies, such
mm-hmm.
as lead, arsenic, mercury, tin, and aluminum.
Wow.
You know, we're exposed to these heavy metals from the air that we breathe,
mm-hmm.
from the chemicals that we work with, just the
your
natural...
Water you drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're finding prescription drugs in the water, you
wow.
know, because the water treatment plants aren't able to filter that out. So, you know, that's why I recommend, you know, don't drink tap water, because you're getting prescription medications, you know, parts per million and parts per billion, and a lot of people might think, well, that's not really much to be concerned with. But, like, look, I mean, if you're taking a prescription, say, antidepressants,
mm-hmm.
they work by parts per million.
Wow.
So, you know, if you're getting those in your body, you know, those build up over time.
Wow.
You know, so it's not a good thing to be doing.
And I know that even in water standards, you know, that water standards allow so much of the heavy metals in the water.
Right.
Which I thought that everything had to be precipitated out. But I guess that they're naturally occurring. You know, arsenic is something that's naturally occurring a lot of times in water, and they allow so many parts of it. I used to do, I'm a med tech. I worked lab
mm-hmm.
in forensic toxicology for about 4 or 5 years. And so I'm familiar with some of these things, and I'm familiar with that these things can be very detrimental to a body. And how do we get rid of these things naturally, or you know, what does chelation therapy do for you? I mean, how does it? What is it? What do you have to do?
Okay. First of all, I just want to take a little step back. You mentioned that, yeah, arsenic and such is found naturally, you
mm-hmm.
know, in the soil and the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true, but there's much higher amounts now that,
right.
You know, is being used in these chemicals and solvents, even in laced and prescription medications and
right.
certain types of foods. So it's ubiquitous out through the environment. And, you know, research shows that there's no safe amount, period, of any of these harmful toxic metals like lead, you know, I mean, but all of us have those in us to some degree or other. So you have to learn how to naturally detoxify yourself. So your question is, how do you use chelation therapy to get that out of your body?
And what is chelation? You know,
okay.
what is the actual process of chelation
okay.
therapy?
You know, first of all, you have to know how to detoxify your body. So we have basically a 10-day detoxification process that we, you know, we encourage some people do at the office. Basically, your diet consists of, you know, raw fruits, raw vegetables for 10 days,
mm-hmm.
along with some specific supplements which are designed to chelate or to pull those toxins out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are other forms of what they call calcium EDTA, which is a synthetic amino acid, which latches on to heavy metals because it's based on positive and negative charge. So a metal is like positively charged, and the amino acid is negative. So opposites attract. That grabs hold of the metals and pulls that out.
Okay.
So now people will say, well, how are heavy metals? How can that, you know, interfere with my health? Well, these heavy metals deposit in your cell membranes
mm-hmm.
and in your brain and your spinal cord. And when those deposit in the cell membrane cannot function. That cell cannot breathe. So just like you and I have to breathe, so
mm-hmm.
does that cell.
Right.
And that cell membrane has, I mean, we can go on and on how it has receptors on that cell membrane for hormones, for insulin, for certain vitamins, and so on. And if those receptors get distorted from heavy metals or from nutritional deficiencies, I mean, how can you expect to be healthy?
Yeah, I would say because it's sort of like your blood is a toxic sludge at that point.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So now, if I'm going to come to you and I want to detox myself and get the toxins out of my, you know, what are we going to do first of all? We're going to use health food store products or something else to detox, because you know they have the detox in a box or something
right.
that you can drink.
Right.
And I'm you know I don't know whether those things really really do it. I've heard of coffee enemas. I've heard of doing the Epsom salt
mm-hmm.
And olive oil and some other things. And I'm drinking that and letting that run through your system. I don't know whether all these things are good, bad, or indifferent, because I don't know. You know, I can read some things, but I can't really take that up.
Right. Well, that's a good question because, you know, so many people are confused because there are so many products out there.
Right.
And it's a Wild West show as far as, you know, what's good and what isn't. So, in other words, a lot of this stuff isn't even being regulated.
Okay.
So there's two different ends of the spectrum. There's what they call food-grade supplements,
mm-hmm.
and then they have pharmaceutical-grade supplements.
Right.
So in other words, a lot of these food-grade supplements, I'm not saying all of them are bad. I would never say that. But these food-grade supplements are not regulated. So, for instance, you go buy 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, say at Walgreens or GNC or Walmart, wherever you go get it,
mm-hmm.
and you go get it tested, and there may only be 300 milligrams in there, so it's not the highest purity or potency of what they're calling.
Okay.
Now, if you get a pharmaceutical grade, if it says 1,000 milligrams, you're getting pharmaceutical grade, the highest purity and potency of that product. So with that being said, you know, you have to know what you're buying. You have to buy a good quality product. Like I said, for a general detoxification program, you know, if you're generally healthy or just want to do some things that stimulate some detoxification,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can do the 10-day detoxification with a handful of supplements that help promote that.
Okay.
You know, if you're really sick, really ill, having a lot of health problems,
mm-hmm.
we can measure your body to determine what your levels of heavy metals and other toxins are. So we do this through a what they call a urine provocation heavy metal test. So you could take that synthetic amino acid, you collect your urine for 6-8 hours, and then you have that tested, and then you take that chelating amino acid,
mm-hmm.
and then you record that again.
Very interesting. So then that'll give you a quantitative type of response about what, how much you have of this, that, and other, which will then give you the idea of what we can use to get this stuff out of there.
Exactly. You know, by doing that approach, you're looking to see at how eager your body is wanting to get rid of those heavy metals. Because
mm-hmm.
those heavy metals, like I said, they deposit in your organs, in your bone marrow, in your brain, your spinal cord. So you have to use these chelating agents to pull them from hidden storages in your body.
Right,
you know, I mean, our bodies are naturally designed to detoxify. But the deal is, with people eating poor diet, we're being inundated by all these different...
Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program...
We're going to start them back over later because that snuck up on me because I thought I had a minute and a half.
stuck up quick.
It sure did. So go ahead, finish that again now, you know, as far as you saying we can try to get these things out of your body.
Right. You know, like I said, our bodies are naturally designed to detoxify.
Mm-hmm.
But, since World War II, since, you know, the early 40s, when organic chemistry really came about, we started coming up with all these different chemicals.
Sure.
Even though they did the job they were designed to do, we're being inundated, we're being flooded with all these different chemicals from every end of the spectrum. I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, the air is polluted, the water is polluted, our food's polluted. So we have to take extra measures to detoxify ourselves on a regular basis.
Right. So that's what we're gonna finish talking about this afternoon with Tracy and friends. We are talking to Dr. Matt, and forgive me, Matt Mason, and give the address of your business and the number where we can find you at.
Okay. The name of the practice is Mason Wellness Center. We're in Warren, Ohio. The address is 2630 Layer Road, 44481. If you want to look us up on the web, it's masonwellness.com. Phone number is 330-219-6250.
And you need to get go make a visit over there and see what is going on with your body. I certainly intend to, because I've been looking for a holistic doctor for a while. Did it one time and... felt better with that, with some of the things we were doing, and you know, kept clean. But then I wasn't able to get back to him again, and just life got busy. But we'll talk about more of that on the other side of the break. Afternoon with Tracy and friends. We'll be right back.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor, Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned...
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. Fire damaged a family's home in Campbell last night. The fire at 195 Trimble Avenue broke out around 8:30. Firefighters found the home filled with smoke. They believe the fire started in the living room, but an official cause was not immediately released. No one was home at the time. A Warren man has been indicted for allegedly downloading child pornography on his computer. 29-year-old Christopher Rozier is accused of possession of porn involving children as young as 2. Rozier faces 20 criminal counts. If convicted, he could receive up to 18 months in prison on each count. His bond was set at $50,000. And the trial of two Ohio high school football players accused of rape is underway in Steubenville. Two 17-year-old girls who testified say the alleged victim had been drinking that night. 17-year-old Trent Mays and 16-year-old Malik Richmond are on trial before a judge. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
If you own or operate a small to medium-sized business in our area, you'll want to listen to this message. On March 19th and 20th, News Talk 600 will be holding special and free branding workshops. The workshop is being held at Bruno's on Route 224 in Poland and is designed for business owners who want to make their advertising more effective. Plus, you'll have a chance to win a $500 gas card. To reserve your free seat, call Maria Fez at 330-783-1000.
It's that time of year again to start thinking about those lawnmower tune-ups. And Cannon's Lawn and Garden's new location in Hermitage is ready for all your outdoor power equipment needs. Cannon's has a large supply of parts, including air filters, spark plugs, oil filters, belts, and blades for all makes and models. Cannon's also carries a full line of new Echo equipment, including trimmers, chainsaws, and two-cycle oil at great prices. Cannon's can also make you any size chainsaw chain while you wait. Cannon's great sharpening team can also sharpen all your dull cutting equipment from lawnmower blades to hedge clippers, including chainsaw chains. If there's any piece of equipment you can't bring in, Cannon's offers fast pickup and delivery. That's Cannon's Lawn and Garden at 5300 Virginia Road in Hermitage, PA, right next to the Hermitage City Garage. Phone 330-448-4222 for parts or service.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same?
Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safelite Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
This is News Talk 600.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
And we're back once again. Afternoon with Tracy.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives.
We're not going to do
handling
that.
Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming. But Turning Point Counseling can help.
Okay, afternoon with Tracy and friends. WSOM 600 on your radio dial. And we are talking to Dr. Matt Mason from over in Warren, Ohio. And he's a chiropractic and a holistic doctor. And we're talking about getting our bodies healthy and treating ourselves without necessarily the chemicals that pharmaceuticals are. Pharmaceuticals gather, they bury, they gather natural elements, they get natural plants to make the medicines that they do, but they mix them with things that are very caustic to the body. That's why it's really hard to see, you take chemo for cancer, but the chemo's almost as destructive, if not as destructive, as the cancer is. And so it's a shooting match about who's going to win here. So, it's a deal that we deal with. But once again, Matt, you're going to have to expound on that. How did you get interested in holistic medicine? Because you're a fairly young guy, and I don't think he's 30 through yet, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that were asking about how old I was. Anyway, I don't think he's 30 through yet. And so he knows all of this information, and, it can really help us get through, because I'm going to tell you, with this healthcare bill, healthcare getting ready to come up, I don't think it's going to be very easy to get into the regular doctor. Let me put it like
You're right.
that. Or for him to treat you correctly for whatever's wrong with you. So you better start looking at this. And then also I have also recorded many episodes of House to Sell. Okay. So people can diagnose themselves. Okay. But anyway, go ahead, Doc. Tell me how you got interested in this.
Yeah, it's a good question. You mentioned that on break, and I said, since my early teens, I've always been fascinated with the health of the human body. How is it you can go from being ill to being healthy? Or how is it you can go from being healthy to super healthy?
Mm-hmm.
So I always understood the fact that, our bodies are designed to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to remove the interference. God made the body.
Sure.
God can heal the body. So you have to remove the interferences. You have to work with the body instead of putting toxic substances, toxic chemicals into the body that's disrupting the natural chemistry of the body. So, through this functional medicine and everything that we do, we're able to measure your body chemistry on an individual level.
Mm-hmm.
As far as to see what your body needs to function optimally. So just like your fingerprints are different than my fingerprints,
mm-hmm.
same thing as your nutritional needs are going to be different. We have a basic foundation of what we all need, but depending on genetics, male versus female, age difference, everyone has a different nutritional makeup as far as what we need. This is all throughout the research journals showing this.
Sure. And how much of disease processes can really be taken back to this situation that we're talking about, cleansing the body, detoxing, et cetera, et cetera?
According to the government's own research, which you're not seeing this and this not being preached, is about 95%. In other words, all disease is basically because of two reasons, toxicities and deficiencies. The rest is, you can kind of intermix that with, you know, genetic problems.
Okay. So you probably have about a 3% genetic problems, you know, like the heart diseases and the malfunctioning of certain body organ. There could be some type of genetic malformance or something.
Right. And the beauty of it is, you know, functional medicine and the alternative healthcare approach, even with people with genetic problems or genetic defects, can still benefit from that greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Because a simple thing that a lot of people don't understand is nutrition, vitamins and minerals and hormones and amino acids, and obviously exercise and these things, these talk to your genes. In other words, you could manipulate your gene towards going towards more health or going towards more towards disease and illness, depending on what you're putting in your mouth and by, you know, regulating your, balancing your chemistry.
Right, right. Well, we're talking to Dr. Matt Mason. If you want to ask the doctor a question, give us a call at 1-347-945-5229. If you've ever been interested in holistic medicine or being treated that way, give us a call, 1-347-945-5229, or locally 330-781-9600 to speak with Dr. Matt Mason. Now, here's the thing that that we can tie into what you were saying there as well. Like I said, I went through a time when my back was just killing me, literally. You know, I had a job that I had to bend over and do work for hours at a time. And I was a very happy camper. Tell everybody how the manipulation of the chiropractic can help promote good health for the human body.
Okay, good question.
Mm-hmm.
The chiropractic connection to health, first you have to understand structure affects function. You know, we know that about our house. We know that about our car. We know that about doors. You know, if the structure isn't right, it's not going to function right.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with your body and your spine. So what's the purpose of your spine? You know, it supports your body, gives us movement,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, one of the main things that's overlooked is your spine protects your nervous system. It's protecting your spinal cord, or the wiring, if you will, that's controlling every system of your body.
Yeah, the master harness.
Yeah. So you have nerves coming from your spine. Those nerves, in turn, innervate organs. So specific areas of your spine innervate nerves, which are controlling those organs. So, you know, that's really the big connection. So you could have spinal misalignments with or without pain.
Mm-hmm.
Let me repeat that. Spinal misalignments with or without pain that can impair normal nerve and blood supply to target organs.
Mm-hmm.
So not only is it for back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain or knee pain or elbow pain, but you're directly influencing the nerve impulse to organs, glands, and muscles, and et cetera. So in other words, matter of fact, I just did an interview this morning with one of the news programs with kids adjusting infants and even adults with ear infections.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could directly influence the upper neck by stimulating the nerves, which control the eustachian tube, which is a tube that connects the ear to the throat.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows drainage of the eustachian tube to
right.
take the pressure off the eardrum. So, you know, that's really chiropractic connection in a nutshell that a lot of people don't hear or don't understand or never put two and two together.
And this goes to all different parts of the body, depending on what part of your neck and spine are being manipulated. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I mean, I had a lady that come in. She was totally skeptical of chiropractic or any natural medicine. You know, her problem was if she turned her head to the right as far as she could, she'd get dizzy. She'd pass out. She'd drop to the floor
mm-hmm.
for a second, then she'd come through. So she thought, my goodness, you know, I have a brain tumor or something. So she went, had all the neurological evaluations, brain scans, MRIs, everything come back negative. They're like, we don't know what the matter with you is. They put her on different medications. Didn't help the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she eventually came to me to have her spine and nervous system checked, and the atlas, what they call C1, in her upper neck was misaligned.
Wow.
So when she'd turn her head, it was compressing the nerve and the blood supply that's going to your brain. And your brain takes 20% of your blood flow. So she was cutting that off. So long story short, after 12 adjustments, she was able to turn her head to the right, to the left, no pain, no dizziness, no passing out. So that's something that, you know, you don't hear of.
That is fantastic. You know, I know that that I had another problem that my doctor manipulated me for, and it straightened up some esophageal problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I'm in shock about this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is something we need to really pay attention to and really look into more deeply than we do. And especially with these changes we have to our healthcare system, where we probably had one of the better systems in the world, but at the same time, we might not have been having the best treatment because of the drugs that we use and the things that we just poo-poo. Because people would want to say, "Oh man, that holistic stuff doesn't work. I took it and it didn't do this." Blah blah blah. Tell me about what has to happen, because you can't just go pick out something at the store, because you said about two different grades. So run over that again and then give us a little background about what happens there and what happens when we come see you.
Okay. First, you brought up a good point about, you know, you got your neck adjusted and, you know, cleared up a lot of your esophageal problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago when people had, you know, acid reflux or heartburn or a lot of digestive upsets that they couldn't correct through medication,
mm-hmm.
A lot of these doctors, they performed what they call a vagectomy, which is basically cutting a nerve in your upper neck, which is called the vagus nerve.
It runs down through your
stomach. Yeah, it runs down through your stomach mm-hmm. into your heart and controls your digestive system.
Right.
So I don't think, you know, cutting anything in your body is really a good idea unless you absolutely have to.
I think so.
So, you know, instead of cutting that nerve, why don't we stimulate that nerve to get that nerve to fire, to function better, to which in turn is going to, you know, hit that target organ of your digestive system and your stomach to work better.
Mm-hmm.
So, you mentioned as far as, like, what's the process if you come to the office?
Yeah, and it has to depend on what the complaint is.
Sure.
But say it's just, I'm sluggish, I'm tired, you know, and I need to know why I'm tired, you know, nothing's changed any greatly, but I'm just not getting the energy that I used to have or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there are some people that come to the office, you know, they're like, you know, they'll bring a whole garbage bag full of vitamins and everything that they take, and they've, look, I've tried everything from A to Z, and look, I'm sluggish, I have brain fog, I'm shaky, I'm irritable, I'm fatigued, I'm depressed, you know, I just don't feel like my normal self. So, you know, these are the people that have run the basic gamut. You know, they've tried all the different herbals. They've tried, you know, the conventional medical model of drugs and such, and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
These people, you know, a little more complicated cases. You're not just going to say, well, just look, take vitamin C and B complex and garlic, and you're going to bounce back.
Right.
This is where functional medicine really shines, because, like I said, we could measure them on an individual level, on a cell level, to see how their body is functioning and what they need nutritionally and at what dosage.
Right.
You know, so instead of playing nutrition roulette, you know, and just guessing, well, I'll take this and I'll take that, you know, let's be more scientific and specific as far as what that person needs. You know, are they nutritionally deficient? Are there maybe some food allergies or food sensitivities that's
right.
contributing to the problem? Do they have heavy metal toxicity? Those are things we need to, you know, first we need to do a thorough history. You know, and then we sort of need to play, you know, the investigator to determine which route is best to get the person well.
Well, I'm a person that is definitely I'm allergic to wheat gluten.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Yeah. Why is that so big now, and why are people just seeing it? And were they, has this always been, or is this a lately thing in the past 30, 40 years?
You know, that's a good question. I think to a degree it has always been,
mm-hmm.
but there has been so much hybridization, you know, within the last 50 or 75 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, through genetically modified food and everything,
sure.
that everything has been genetically manipulated, and we're eating Frankenfood, and it's a basically, we're a big, just a huge experiment, because...
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Stop in now at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer for auto show bonus cash.
Keep going, sir.
You know, so our genes, you know, when we're eating these genetically modified foods, our genes are probably saying, what in the world do we do with this? You know, so it may not affect you now, it may not affect you 5 or 10 years, but maybe 20, 30 years down the road, we have no idea what's going to happen.
Wow. And they're allowed to do this genetically altered food? Now, when it comes to wheat, because somebody told me that that was definitely what was going on. I heard that here not just a couple months ago, but that if a certain time of year, that wheat might not bother you, but it's and sometimes a year it does bother you. Is there something like that where? Your response can change.
I don't think it has anything to do with the time of the year. I think it has to do maybe your immune system can be suppressed more at one time than the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that can be causing some fluctuations with that. You know, I'll give you the perfect example of the food allergies, and you mentioned wheat and gluten products. You know, I had a patient that she had severe migraines. I mean, 4 out of 5 days a week. I mean, to the point where, you know, if she's driving a car, she'd have to pull off to the side of the road. I mean, totally incapacitated. And, you know, and I told her, I said, you know, before we do any food allergy testing or anything like that, I said, just remove wheat products.
Mm-hmm.
Remove wheat, rye, oats, and barley because those all contain gluten.
Right.
Do that for 4 weeks and just see if you have any improvement. You know, she calls me 2 weeks later after removing that, and she says, you know, I haven't had one headache for 1 week straight. This,
wow.
You know, for over, this is the first time she hasn't had a headache in over 2 decades. So, you know, there's a direct correlation to what you're putting in your mouth, how it's affecting other areas of your body.
My goodness. So, now, what are some of the other triggers that might do that? Because I'm wondering, too, is there... a trigger that that can make you somewhat sluggish at times as well.
Okay, you mean as far as triggering headaches or?
Not just headaches, but just overall sort of like a overall malaise, just not feeling good after you ingest this or not ingest it.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a problem with corn, eggs, anything, or, you know, well, eggs don't have gluten, but corn has a gluten.
Yeah.
Rice or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Of course, rice flour is used in... you know, to replace wheat flour in your diet if you can't eat wheat flour. And is there a wheat that I could try that might work for me?
I personally, myself, I don't consume wheat products. I mean, occasionally I will,
mm-hmm.
you know, a pizza or something like that. But I generally tend to stay away from it because the adverse effects from it, even though I'm not personally really reactive or allergic to it.
Okay.
You know, so reasons why you're sluggish or why you just don't feel right, and I think that's the question you were asking,
mm-hmm.
is, number one, like I said, you have to look at nutritional deficiencies. You know, a lot of people think nutritional deficiencies are a rarity. They're
mm-hmm.
not. They're the norm.
Wow.
You know, because everything's being over-farmed, everything's being irradiated, everything's being sprayed with herbicides and pesticides, everything's being picked before it's even ripened. You know,
right.
So they're spraying these fruit and vegetables with gas. You know, to cause them to ripen so they can transport them from A to B. So we live in a nutritionally deficient world. We're overfed. As I say, we're overfed, but we're undernourished.
Wow.
So a lot of people have nutritional deficiencies. I mean, we're not getting scurvy or beriberi or rickets
right.
But we're having accelerated degeneration and breakdown of our bodies. And while we're just sluggish, we can't focus, can't concentrate, and we go to the family doctor, and they'll just tell you, well, Jeff, it's just a sign of aging.
Yeah.
You know, I don't buy into that. You know, so that's why it's really important to fill in the gaps. You know, you have to eat a whole food healthy diet. You have to eat healthy
right.
food and then fill in the gaps with the nutrition. So other things that can rob you of your energy and your health is the spinal misalignments, as we mentioned. The heavy metals, we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden food allergies, you know. So these are big concepts that we need to look at.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Because, I was just thinking back on some of the things that I've been told over the years about, you know, what's going on. Because I was asthmatic. Since I really got rid of anything having to do with wheat, yellow food dye, and yellow and red food dye, I haven't had, you know, a whole lot of asthmatic problems. Every now and then, you know, weather change or you get a cold or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been good on that. I mean, you know, thank God, and knock on wood, you know, I don't get colds, I don't get flus. You know, because I try to eat better. But still, we have to go that extra mile. And, you know, what you were just saying right there is something that really needs to be looked at. Somebody just sent me a message saying that the industrial farm lobbies perhaps are keeping us from being able to eat correctly.
Yeah.
'Cause it costs a lot of money to eat healthy.
I know it does.
You know, it's sort of like for you to find organic food and things like that, it is hard. But I guess you need to try to do that, because just the supplements aren't going to help you all the time.
No. If you're not eating a healthy diet and you're gobbling down supplements, you know, mm-hmm. that's my analogy of that is like trying to build a house on quicksand.
Wow.
You know, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So your foundation has to be a healthy diet.
That is something else. And so we can get that from you, though, when we come in and see you in your office. We're going to get sort of like a guideline to help us out.
Right.
Okay, this is, once again, we're talking about chiropractic medicine and natural medicine. Holistic Medicine, and Dr. Matt Mason, and you are located?
We're located in Warren, Ohio. The address is 2630 Lair Road. The zip code is 44481. Phone number is 330-219-6250. You can also reach us on the web at masonwellness.com.
That is all right. And we want to make sure that people give him a call and go check him out. And then if you're hearing us, let him know you heard it on Tracy and Friends, and because we're gonna make this a part all the time of the medicine day, or you know health day I should say, because we're talking about all different types of things that affect us, and if we're not good in one area, it can throw the other areas off in our in our minds. You know, everything about us, not being able to move physically, you know, spiritually, everything, you're down. You're just down if you're not doing some things. And so next time we can talk about things like alcohol, drugs, things like that, the effect that they have on your system and what's necessary for somebody to come back from that. If you want to hit that a little bit now, you can. In the lab, we have about 5-6 more minutes. So
yeah, sure. You know, you brought up a good point that one area of your body affects everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you know, health isn't merely the absence of disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's based on physical, emotional, chemical, and spiritual balance.
Sure.
And if any of those are out of balance, you know, if you're suffering with pain, it's going to affect your emotions.
Absolutely.
Your emotions are going to affect your spiritual balance.
Absolutely.
So, you know, everything's interconnected, and that's why we have to, you know, that's why we practice the holistic end. Because when you're treating one area of the other body, you're not getting side effects, you're getting side benefits. You know, so you make an upper neck adjustment. You know, you're improving, like you said, your digestion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're improving your mental acuity. You don't feel like you have that brain fog. You feel more vibrant, more alert, and you have more flexibility.
Right.
You know, so you're getting much benefit going the natural route.
Well, that is what we're talking about here. And if you're interested, make sure that you give us a call, 1-347-945-5229. When we get into these types of things, people say, I'm just listening, you know, and they'll tell me that. And later, because you wonder, well, you know, were we effective in what we were saying? And, yes, we're being effective because people are listening, and I'm getting responses in different areas, you know, on my Facebook and several other places that people are asking questions.
Right.
And, you know, it's something we're going to – I'm glad that we're going to have to look at it, you know, deeply here with the political things that have happened with health care, because it's, you know, taking care of your body is – more than a notion. We think it's okay just because we eat, but just the fact that you were saying that many of our foods are being manufactured per se, even though they're growing out the ground, they're still manufactured, because I did not know that they spray gas on certain fruits and vegetables.
Both.
To make them ripen enough to send to market.
Mm-hmm.
When they're really not fully ripe, they're not fully you know, they don't have all of everything that they have to feed our bodies.
Right.
So we're eating, and we're probably getting the part that gets stored and not the part our body burns up right then for the energy.
Right.
Which is probably why I'm hungry all the time.
Exactly. You know, so it really comes down to, you know, look, we have to take responsibility for our own health. If you don't take responsibility for your own health, you don't have a chance. I mean, look, health insurance, health care does not keep you healthy.
Right.
You have to be proactive, you know, eat healthy things. That's your health insurance. Exercise, you know, prayer, relaxation, work, friends, nutrition. These are all components of being well.
Yeah, yeah. Come listen to the Sensations when you get a chance. That's that was a shameless plug. I'm sorry, but I got it in. And dance a little bit, because we have some people that come, they're older people, and they come out there and they dance, and they're having a great time.
Yeah.
And they look like they're healthy, they look like they're having fun. And, you know, we're so sedentary these days. I mean, you know, the kids are getting, you know, obese at this time, because they're eating and they're getting certain things, but they're not getting enough of the right things.
Right.
And once again, I encourage you to come and visit Dr. Matt Mason over in Warren, Ohio, at Mason
Wellness Center.
Wellness Center. And you're located where now?
Warren, Ohio. Address is 2630 Lair Road. And you can reach us on the web at masonwellness.com.
Now, where's Lair Road at?
It's about 5 minutes off of 76, about 5 or 7 minutes from General Motors Lordstown, or conveniently located off of Route 5, Center of the World area in Warren, Ohio.
Oh, so you're near Newton Falls.
Exactly.
At the same time, so in the Newton Falls area.
Right.
Wonderful. Dr. Matt, I thank you for coming in and hanging out with me all today. And we've had a wonderful talk, and I hope everybody got a little bit of what they needed to hear. And what they wanted to hear, because it's important. We want our listeners to be alert when you hear us talking here on the radio.
Absolutely. So I appreciate having you, and wishing everyone invincible health.
Excellent. Have a wonderful day. God bless everybody. Tracy should be back tomorrow. It's Friday. It'll be open like Friday, so you know what to do. We'll see you tomorrow on the same time, same station.
More about Tracy and friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Two more Capitol Hill meetings today.